This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, March 13th. Well, we had a bit of an updraft in cattle yesterday after seeing a reversal down on Friday and then some light follow through on Monday. Yesterday, you managed to bounce back and get some buying support underneath both live cattle and the feeders. So yesterday, we had the front month April live cattle up about 65. April feeders were up 102. In the cash trade, it's still pretty quiet as far as the Fed trade goes. Box beef values continue to push higher for the fourth day in a row. Choice was up 171 at 311. Select up 72 at 300 even. So the spread gained 99 cents. We're sitting at 1099. Movement was another light day at just 87 loads. So we continue to see this box beef volume really drop off. And that's unusual this time of year when you typically are gearing up for the grilling season. Slaughter rate yesterday at 122,000 head, much better than Monday's 111. So for the week, we're sitting at 233,000. That's down 5,000 from the week prior, and it's down 15,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle cash index, as of Monday, we had 5,400 head trading at average price of 250.06. So a very strong recovery coming from the cash trade, where yesterday or the previous day we were at 241, which was down 10 from where we were on Thursday. And then Monday you come in and we get back to around 250. So we're bouncing back and forth as far as the cash trade through the auction yards and the direct trade. The 7-day average was up 2 cents. We're sitting at 248.26. The front month March futures are sitting at 249, so we're very close as far as the 7-day average. So I don't see a lot of push-pull going on there. As long as this cash market stays steady or firm, that's going to support the front month futures at least. In the cash trade, just a rundown of the cash and the products from last week. The Fed trade averaging around 185. That was up 2 from the previous week and up 20 from where we were a year ago. Dress trade at 293, up 3 on the week and up 28 over last year. Dress weights, 832 pounds, up 1 on the week and up 6 over a year ago. Steer prices at 286, that was up 6 on the week and up 76 from a year ago. Rib prices at 462, up 3 on the week and unchanged from last year. The round at 266 was up 4 from last week and up 41 from a year ago. The chuck was at 259, down 1 on the week and up 31 over last year. 50% trimmings at 101, down 1 on the week, down 25 from last year. 90% trimmings at 317, down 5 on the week and up 52 over a year ago. So year to date, federally inspected slaughter is running 5.6% less than a year ago. Cow slaughter is down 13.5%. Dress weights are up 1.2%. Beef production is down 4.5%. So moving forward, I think we're going to get some renewed momentum to the upside. You know, the market had a nice reversal down on Friday, and you just really didn't get a lot of follow through on Monday, and then you snapped back yesterday. The longer term momentum is up. I think the market's going to take another stab at this trading range that we've been in for several weeks. I think it's going to take another run at the top of that, probably try to take it out. But we are in the window when we tend to put in seasonal highs for live cattle, and thus that would probably spill over to feeder cattle. So I think the market's making one more push up into this seasonal time window. I would be looking for this market to fail, however, on that push. As we start to head into the summer months, I think the market will start to retreat. And we'll probably just follow along those normal seasonal patterns of working your way lower into mid to late summer. And one other thing from a program standpoint, USDA did finally their, quote, product of USA rule for meat, poultry, and egg products. They are going to require that any products coming from animals, that those animals have to be raised, slaughtered, and processed here in the United States, starting January 1, 2026. That's been in the works for years now to make sure that anything that's labeled a product of U.S. is actually raised here and slaughtered here rather than brought in bulk and then just processed here. So that's a win for the meat industry, and it's a win for the consumer as well. you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.